Hello, welcome to the Bollywood Psychos. I'm your host, Johan, and this is my co-host. What's his name?
I don't have a name. And by the way, the audio is messed up again. So,
okay.
We tried so hard before starting this podcast to set up the audio, but you know what? Screw it. Nobody's listening to us anyways right now. So if they like us enough to go back and listen to the first two episodes when we get famous, then, you know, then they won't care about the audio. So let's just continue here.
All right. So today we're going to talk about Kangana Ranaut. Now, from the title of this episode, you already know what we're going to talk about. So me saying this is pretty much bullshit, but She's a hot topic. She's a hot topic everywhere.
She's a hot item too.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty fucking hot.
I mean, there's some girls who are really hot, but they're so crazy you don't want to fuck them. But for some reason, Kangana Ranaut is hot and she's crazy, but you really want to fuck, especially because of the crazy part, because you don't know how good the sexual you know she's good in the bed, like you know it.
Bro, I'd fuck the shit out of Kangana Ranaut, bro. I would let her bomb my country just to lick that pussy.
Right. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, you saying you're going to fuck the shit out of Kangana? Bro, Kangana would fuck the shit out of you.
Kangana, I feel like she's the type to give like really good blowjobs and she'll like suck you dry.
Dude, no, she's like, yeah, she's passionate and like she'll fuck the shit out of you, man. She'll do the fucking cowboy, she'll ride you like a fucking maniac. You get sex crazed, man. Like, I think she's the type of girl that fuck the shit out of you, really sex starved, and you know.
Can we take a masturbation break real quick?
I mean, last time I wanted to masturbate in the show, I just did it. I didn't take a break.
Oh, you just did it? Oh, who was it to? Did you do it to SRK or actually? Or no, of course.
Rajpal Yadav. Yeah. So I didn't need to take a break. But Kangana Ranaut is fucking interesting as hell. Because she's got into politics a lot. And any star or any actor who doesn't want to get into politics or doesn't even want to say their opinion about politics, she like...
I joined the Pakistani army just to give up Imran Khan's coordinates for to fucking sniff her ass.
You and any horny teenager would do that, right? Any actor who's like, I don't want to talk about politics, and Kangana Ranaut is like, that guy's the problem. He doesn't want to talk about politics. Fuck that guy. So Kangana wants to have everybody politicized and not just mind their own business.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what's gotten into her.
Yeah.
She's tired of fucking... fucking all like married men, and now she wants to fuck society or something. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, I guess you gotta fuck something at the end of the day, you know. And you do bring up a pretty good point. She does love fucking married men. I mean, Hrithik Roshan and Ajay Devgan and all these guys are really hot guys. So I mean, she has taste. But
wait, she fucked Ajay Devgan,
dude? Okay, yeah, of course.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this was... She fucked... What do you mean? This was a fucking long time ago, dude.
I didn't... What do you expect me to know this? I knew about... Here's who I know about. I know about Hrithik Roshan. I know about Aditya Pancholi. And I did not know about Aditya Devgan. By the way, you said all of these are hot guys. Where do you see the hotness in Aditya Pancholi? Or even...
Aditya Pancholi, it's just... Dude, listen. You have like a... dichotomous reductionist view on hotness. Okay, Aditya Pancholi is hot because of all the success, height, and he looks okay, and the influence in the industry. His looks are not that bad. He does look like a faggot who got too old.
Here's the thing. Kangana Ranaut now would never fuck Aditya Pancholi.
Oh, 100%.
Back in the day when she was on the come up, you know, that's a very attractive, it's a very attractive man right there.
You're right.
I get it.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that makes sense, right? She fucked Ajay Devgan, and I sincerely think Ajay Devgan, if he wasn't an actor, he wouldn't even pass for a spot boy. Like, he would pass for like a gunda or some shit, but he is hot because of his success and personality and all that bullshit.
You know, I used to think, like, oh my god, like, Bollywood, man, they care so much about looks and everything. But then you just take one look at Ajay Devgan and you go, is it really looks, or is it, what is this? Like, what's going on? You know,
exactly.
I don't get it. He's not that good looking,
dude. He's not good looking. What do you mean he's not that good looking?
He's not that good of an actor. You know, like, okay, so Govinda, you know, back in the day he was cute, right? So he blew up. He never had the body to match or whatever. Like, he's sort of fat, sort of pudgy. But you know, he was cute at the start. He blew up, right? Pretty good actor. And then he was really good in his comedic roles, which, and you know, his expressions while dancing and whatnot, and that's what made him blow up. I understand Govinda's success. I don't understand Ajay Devgan's success.
I think it's because of the films he chose and the characters he portrayed. Like, there were, like, you know, some serious fucking roles and shit, and people loved it or something. I don't know.
Are you talking about Ajay Devgan?
Yeah, Ajay Devgan.
You know, I did like him in Golmaal. I liked him in
Golmaal. He didn't play it seriously. This is a fucking comedy movie.
Yeah, but that's what I liked him in. I didn't like him in much else.
Do you watch Khaki?
No, I didn't watch Khaki.
He plays a good villain role too. I think that's.
Oh, was, like, he a villain in that movie?
Yeah, he was a villain.
Oh, I just remembered a movie I liked him in. Omkara. No, that was a good movie. But that was a good movie overall. I think that's, you see, sometimes the actor can be shitty, but the director is so good that he makes the actor act good.
Yeah, so, that happens all the time.
In my opinion, Vivek Oberoi is not a good actor, but in that movie, he was good because of the director. Like, everybody, like, the director just made everybody good. Kareena Kapoor, in my opinion, is not that good of an actress, but in that movie, she was great. But Saif Ali Khan is a great actor, but he was also good in that movie. That was
right.
One of his best roles for sure. Omkara. Right. I don't know if you're
back to Kangna Ranaut. How much of your country would you betray to get inside that pussy?
Dude, I already told you what I do, dude. I fucking join the army and then I'd fucking tell her what our missions are and shit, dude. 100%.
So you're telling me you would sell Imran Khan's coordinates,
yeah,
for some crazy pussy?
I would make a lot of money and then I'd give all that money to the Pakistani team to throw their game against India, to like be beside her in the stands while the match is going on, just for that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. But if you look at Kangna Ranaut's whole life, she all the interviews and all this bullshit, she, in our opinion, it's kind of bullshit because she comes off as somebody who's self-made. But when you come to the industry and live in Aditya Pancholi's house and fuck him every day, I don't know how much of a self-made you are.
Nobody's self-made. Think about this, okay? Think about this. Everybody got some sort of help to achieve what, like, the goals that they achieved.
Yeah.
That they set out for themselves. They had to get some sort of help. Sure, they might not have had parents in the industry or whatever the fuck, or any relatives in the industry, but they still had to get some help. They still had to meet some people, befriend some people in order to get the roles they got. And that, this doesn't apply for this industry. It applies to any industry. You go into fucking anything, you're going to need to befriend some people and you're going to need to get their help in order to succeed. So nobody's self-made. She was just using her abilities the best way possible, the best way she knew how. She knew she was hot. She knew she was hot. She knew that if she like got this old man into her fucking hands and fucked him every once in a while, she could make some good friends in the industry and become an actress. She knew what she was doing. I sort of respect that. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, respect whatever she did to get to the industry, because at the end of the day, she's actually a brilliant actor. But yeah. I hate when she pretends to be all self-made when she was sucking Aditya whatever dick.
Here's what I hate. I don't hate that she pretends to be self-made. I hate that she pretends to be some Savitri bitch. Okay? She's not pure in any sense of that word. Okay? You know, like, the other day, I saw some of her tweets where it was like, look at these Western actresses are wearing fucked up clothing or whatever. But you look at her movies, you know, and you just, but it's not just her movies. You look at her actions in her life and you're like, what the fuck are you what gives you the right to talk shit about how other people are dressing or how other people's characters are when that's what you've done in life, you know? Or when you did, or these are the types of movies that you've done. And like, what are you like, all of a sudden you've changed? But even if you've changed, you still gotta like keep that humbleness, because you know what people are going through if you've changed or whatever, quote unquote.
Right. Like I don't get how shaming other women who's doing same shit as her will help them change.
Will help the what?
Will help them change. Like, if you shame somebody, they're not gonna fucking change, just like you. So I don't know. This doesn't, if she changed her whole fucking ideals and shit or whatever the fuck, that's fine. But she can't pretend that she wasn't doing the same thing when she was younger.
Exactly. You know? And the Hrithik Roshan thing wasn't too long ago. That was back in what, 2016?
I think so. Yeah, that was 2016. Who fucking knows at this point? But it's, we first thought it actually started because some crazy shit she did, but it was just like Hrithik Roshan sued her first, right?
Yeah. So Roshan, she probably fucked Hrithik Roshan, right? They probably fucked consensually.
Bro,
right?
Of course.
I don't blame Hrithik Roshan. Like, that's good for him, right? But he ended up suing her for cyber stalking and harassment or some shit. And I think it was because, you know, he was going through like a divorce thing, and he didn't want his wife or like the lawyers finding out that he was fucking her while being with the wife or some shit. And then he like the wife probably found some fucking emails or some shit, and he was like, no, she's just stalking me and shit, she just wants to fuck me, I'm not actually fucking her, right? And then this is just pure speculation, I know nothing about these people's lives,
but it's making sense.
So then he was like, I'm a fucking spend some money and just fucking try to sue her so my wife believes me, or so my wife's lawyers believe me. I don't know if I'm gonna win, and I don't care if I win, but just you know, she'll know that I'm spending this amount of money to like clear my name or whatever. So he did that. It ended up, you know, turning into nothing, because there was no evidence. But
right,
you know,
but the problem with Hrithik Roshan here, he kind of fucked up here, because his wife knows the truth. His wife fucking knows that he fucked Kangana Ranaut for sure, right? But it was just like, I think he did it for the divorce proceedings and all that shit. But what ended up happening is that this shit blew up. This shit blew the fuck up, and every fucking news outlet was talking about this shit like fucking hotcakes. So,
and why wouldn't it blow up? These are two of the most fucking famous actors in Bollywood. Why wouldn't it blow up? It's like in Hollywood, if it was like Tom Cruise and fucking, who's like the Kangana Ranaut equivalent in Hollywood?
Fucking, I don't know.
I don't know.
They're so forgettable.
I don't even, fuck Hollywood, dude. It's not interesting at all.
Yeah, there's no fucking characters in here. They're just actors.
I don't, fucking Angelina Jolie is the only actress that I can think of. She's not crazy, but like, you know, she's a big actress. So if it's like someone like Tom Cruise and Angelina Jolie, like having this like huge public fucking dispute, of course they would blow up.
Right. And it kind of like backfired on Hrithik Roshan's face, because that shit just blew up and drew more attention and scrutiny to the whole thing. And everybody was actually investigating, like, what actually happened. And most people believe that Kangna definitely fucked Hrithik 100%. And did she go overboard with the emails? Yeah, probably. But at the end of the day, if he didn't sue, it wouldn't have blown up so much, and it would have been, it would not have been in scrutiny so much. But this guy is just good looking. He's not fucking smart.
I think if Hrithik Roshan married Kangana Ranaut after he divorced his wife, I think Kangana would not have been become as crazy as she is now. She might have gone crazy because she couldn't get Hrithik Roshan's dick anymore.
That's true. I mean, last episode we talked about how Hrithik Roshan trying to finger Kangana Ranaut with six fingers might have traumatized her, and she might have become crazy afterwards. So that hypothesis rings true.
That's the only hypothesis that makes sense.
Yeah, and she became crazy. And another thing that like just threw her off the roof was like, what's this guy I keep forgetting who committed suicide?
Oh, Sushant Singh Rajput.
Sushant Singh, who cares? So he committed us in the future. But he, after he committed suicide, and it almost seemed like Kangana Ranaut was using his death to bolster her agenda or some shit, because she was coming on every news platform 50 times a day to talk about that, how he got murdered and all that shit. And it was getting pretty annoying, and she was trying to tell everybody the injustice in Bollywood.
It was weird as fuck, because like, it's the one guy who committed suicide out of the fucking hundreds of actors that are in Bollywood. You feel me?
Right.
So like, it's not that he was having mental health problems. It's fucking Karan Johar, and it's a huge conspiracy. All these Bollywood people, they don't want these outsiders. And then meanwhile, fucking Akshay Kumar and SRK are two of the biggest stars in Bollywood. Ranveer Singh, he's not an outsider. He's an outsider, you know?
Yeah.
These are three of some of the biggest stars in Bollywood. Ajay Devgan, I think he's an outsider. Or actually, I think his dad was like some sort of action director. But still, like, it's not like he was, it was not like, I don't think Ajay Devgan's dad was like, not action director, stunt director. And I don't think Ajay Devgan's dad was like some sort of fucking next level guy in the industry. And so all these people, they're sitting here with their millions and their fucking sick ass acting roles. You know, what are they like? Are they just mentally strong? You know, are they like, what's up? What's going on with them? Shouldn't they also kill themselves?
Right. I mean, this guy, what's his name again?
You know his fucking name, bro. Sushant Singh Rajput.
Sushant, who cares? So Sushant Singh Rajput, now after that whole industry killed him narrative was like beaten to the ground and dead, they released another narrative like, oh, Rhea, his girlfriend, actually killed him by like giving him so much marijuana and putting him on pills and shit. And oh, this whole another narrative.
Are you making this up?
No, this is
marijuana, giving him too much marijuana.
Giving him marijuana, giving him pills, keeping him sleeping, and like all these like fucking, because Rhea Chakraborty or whatever his ex girlfriend was being like that, and that was another narrative they did for Sushant Singh Rajput's depression, fucking suicide. The real reason of suicide is actually very complicated, probably because of many things. Majority probably because he was suicidal and depressed, and because that's a fucking legit mental illness. And when you're in that type of space, you're not going to be thinking rationally. So these things probably did affect him, but not as much as all these fuckers are saying they did.
Exactly, man. See, you're such an intellect, man. You understand these things.
Of course, man. I'm ugly, short guy. I had to do some shit about my intellect to move up in this life. By moving up in this life, I mean that not killing myself immediately. So, Kangana Ranaut, I still like her. I don't know why.
if she came back and just started doing good movies and did nothing else, I would still go watch her movies and I'd still like her. I like her a lot as an actress. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, she's done some iconic movies. I don't watch female centric movies. I just can't. But I've watched Queen, you know, which was a fucking amazing movie. You know, what about movies like Tanu Veds Manu? It's, I don't know if you'd call it female centric, but it was mainly about her. And it was a great movie, both the first one and the one Tanu Veds Manu Returns. She's been great in comedic roles as well. Like, I don't know if you watched Rascals. I really liked that movie. And then, she was also good in, fuck, what's the movie I'm thinking of right now? Oh, she was Dhamaal, Double Dhamaal. She was fucking amazing in Double Dhamaal. And, so she's a really good actress, man. If she comes back and just does movies and fucking, you know, calms down a bit on her political thing, I think she'd still be, I think people would still go watch her movies.
Yeah, I mean, people do watch her movies. I mean, it's not like they don't. Like, even after all this crazy shit, people did go and watch her movies. And a lot of the movies were not that good, her recent ones. But she produced a movie, some kind of like a, was she Queen Jency or whatever? It was okay movie. It did okay in the, I think it was, might be a hit or whatever, but during the movie,
maybe you should research this more.
No, but like, it wasn't that big of a hit. Like, that's what I read in Wikipedia, but you know, she says it was like a fucking super hit and Wikipedia is like, eh, not really. And some other sites are like, it wasn't a huge hit, but whatever. And I mean, I think it was an okay, moderate success. But during the making of this movie, you can kind of see Kangana Rinaut's psychological issues. Is that two or three actors quit during the making of the movie? So I mean, that just says a lot. Like this bitch be actually neurotic as fuck. Like just like her roles. She plays neurotic roles and she does them really good, maybe because she is fucking neurotic as fuck in real life,
right?
Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was like a huge complaint back in the day of her career, that she's like typecast as someone who's neurotic. And I think, like, from movies like Once Upon a Time in Mumbai, and a couple other movies that I don't remember much. But at the end of the day, all that matters is that she's hot.
And, yeah, she's hot. And unlike other hot bitches in Bollywood, she can actually act really well.
She can. Well, there's, like, some hot girls that can act really well in Bollywood. If who? You look at
who?
Deepika Padukone.
Okay, fair, whatever. Doesn't count.
You know, I used to think Priyanka Chopra could act, but I don't know. I don't know about that anymore.
Also, the thing is, Kangana Rinaut also has a lot of, like, raw talent.
Right.
Like,
I think, you know what it is? I think, you know what it is? I think talented people, they're just a little fucking crazy. I think people are, like, that are talented and they like, want to become actors or like celebrities and shit. And I think all those people are kind of fucked up in the head. I mean, like, a little bit. You got it. Here's the thing. She ran away from home at 16. You have to be a little like really determined in what you're gonna do, and a little fucked up in the head in order to make that decision at 16 years old, that I'm gonna, like, run away from my family, fuck people who raised me. I'm gonna run away. I'm gonna become a goddamn model. I'm gonna fuck some 50-year-olds, and I'm gonna make it big in the industry. That's not a normal girl's thought process,
right? I mean, she was always the outcast in her personal life. I mean, from growing up, yeah. Like, she would just, you know, question narratives and all that shit. You know, most girls were not gonna do that. Something was loose in the head, which, in a good way,
right? And I think, you know, a lot of the liberals, they loved her just because she was doing, like, female-centric roles, right? But as soon as she went conservative, which, you know, here's the thing. Like, I don't care if she's conservative. She can be whatever the fuck she wants to be. But it's just, she's driving her away her fan base, you know?
Right.
But yeah, not because she's being conservative, but because she's being crazy.
Yeah.
If she was just conservative and just kept it under wraps, just been like, yeah, I support Modi or whatever, like once or twice, and not become like a spokesperson for fucking the right wing in India, you know, I think that'd be perfectly fine.
I think it's probably because like she wants to get into politics. I think like she realizes that she doesn't want to act all the, because she's getting really into production and into directing movies and all that shit. And she's kind of really, I don't think she wants to be an actor all her life. Like, I think she's either wants to become a director at the end of her life or a politician. That's what I'm seeing as a trend.
She could be a producer or whatever, but here's what I think she wants. She wants to fuck Modi.
She wants to
sleep with the ultimate successful man, and she wants to cuck his wife by sleeping with Modi, and that's her ultimate goal. And that is why Kangana Ranaut is doing all this, in order to get closer to Modi. And that's the lesson from this podcast, that Kangana Ranaut, she wants to fuck Modi, and that's why she's doing all this. What's your opinion on this?
I mean, I agree 1,000%.
I think there's no other explanation for this behavior.
Exactly. And the reason why Modi is not already fucked her yet is because he fears that she's gonna email the shit out of his inbox.
Man, she's gonna destroy his political relevancy or whatever. But if Modi fucks Kangana Ranaut, I would become an Indian citizen just to vote for him.
Dude, you have no allegiance or loyalty to any country or anything, as it seems.
I really don't. I don't give a fuck. Nationalism is stupid.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, Kangana Ranaut would disagree with you.
Kangana Ranaut is retarded. No, she's not. She's actually pretty smart, but
dude, this is,
you agree to disagree. Kangana Ranaut needs to learn that we can agree to disagree. That's what she needs to learn.
Right, yeah. It's like she doesn't need everybody to agree with her everything. Like, but either somebody agrees with her or they are her fucking enemy.
Yeah.
And she also does like it's not that crazy shit, but like just to prepare for a role, she went into a university disguised. Like, you know that Tanu weds Manu Returns and shit?
Yeah.
So she went to that university disguised as a college student and tried to commingle with the college students there just to prepare. Like, she's dedicated,
crazy.
Man.
That's not you that crazy. Yeah.
It's not that clean, but like, do you think Katrina Kaif would ever do that shit?
Katrina Kaif is not, I mean.
Kangana Ranaut is dedicated, man. She's dedicated.
To her craft, yeah, for sure. I mean, Ranveer Singh did that for Band Baja Barat. He went to some Delhi college and just stayed with them for a while and to prepare for his role. So,
right.
It's not that crazy.
Yeah, and you know, it's good acting. She has raw talent. She has skill. She has intelligence. She has dedication. What she doesn't have is Modi's dick in her mouth. And that's what the problem is here.
Once she gets Modi's dick, you really think that's gonna you know, soothe her thirst or quench her thirst? I don't know why I said soothe. She's gonna start looking at fucking Joe Biden or something. I don't know.
I think after she gets Modi, she might be wanting for another goalpost, because I think she likes chasing rather than finding.
Exactly. I think once she gets what she wants, she's like, nah, this ain't it. Now we gotta aim higher, baby.
Right. Like, you remember how she always was in abusive relationships and shit, and then one day she actually was in a relationship with a American doctor or British doctor, some white guy.
Overseas.
And she said that this was the most healthy and normal relationship. Yeah. And then she said that.
Yeah, nah, fuck this shit.
Yeah, fuck this shit. And she was like, fuck this shit. Once she gets
by
it.
By the way, people, this is 100% true. We're not making this up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Just look it up. Look it up Wikipedia.
She said that it was the healthiest relationship in her life, and she told him to fuck off. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She broke that off, and it was because he was too easy. He was too
but
easy.
He likes the change. I think if Trump was still president, I think she'd after Modi, she'd go after Trump.
100%. She likes a new thrill. She likes chasing.
Well, I think
something.
Trump would be a little too easy for her because Trump likes the. Trump,
right.
Like if she just went up to Trump and tweeted at Trump and was like, "Hey, I want." Trump doesn't has Twitter anymore. But back when he had exactly. Twitter, if she tweeted at Twitter, just being like, "Yo, can I give you a hand job?" Trump would be like, "Fuck yeah!" Like I don't think he'd care about his wife or whatever the fuck he'd be.
He doesn't care about his wife now.
He'll be sneaking her through the back window of the White House just to get a hand job.
Dude, if Trump fucked Kangana Ranaut, that would be the best sex of his life. Guaranteed.
I'd vote for Trump. No.
guarantee if he had sex with Kangana Ranaut, it'd be the best sex in his life.
Oh, 100%. I don't know why, but it just seems like fucking Kangana Ranaut would be the best time of your life. I don't know why. Like, it just.
Yeah. Just the vibe 100%. 100.
Like, fucking. Million like, for percent. Example, like, I don't want to fuck Deepika Padukone. Like, okay, yeah, I want to fuck Deepika Padukone, but I don't want to, like. I don't think it's going to be, like, the best time in my life. You know what I mean?
It's going to be great, but, like, right. She's not going to be into it that. Like, she's not going to work so hard into it. Like, I feel like she's lacking that passion that Kangana would have.
Now let's name some other actresses who we think would be passionate in bed. This is what this podcast is all about, folks. So I think who?
Fuck. Okay. You keep going for 5 minutes. I actually have to masturbate.
Here's who I got. Hold up. What's that girl's name, man? She fucking does. Her last name is Khan, and she does item songs. The fuck's her name?
Jia Khan.
No, not Jia Khan, bro. What the fuck? Jia Khan's dead, motherfucker. but you're right. She would fuck the shit out of you. I think she'd be passionate. I think Suraj Pancholi. What? Seriously?
I don't think so.
I think she wanted to be choked, and then Suraj Pancholi was like, "Nah, I don't want to choke you." And then he choked her to death, and then he just hung her. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's what happened.
This is a joke. Please don't kill us. And
a joke. This is fucking facts, bro. What are you talking about? This is actually what happened. No, but let's think about Gohar Khan or something. Fuck, Gohar Khan, bro. You don't know Gohar Khan?
Gohar Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her. She's not an actress.
Gohar Khan would be extremely passionate in bed.
Dude, she'd be a fucking pillow clencher, man.
No, she wouldn't.
She'd be a pillow clencher.
Shut the fuck up.
She'd be a dude, did you watch her show, The Khan Sisters?
No, I didn't watch her show, but I watched her item songs.
Yeah, the item songs, there's fucking acting, bro.
Are you trying to get a good actress? Is that what you're implying right now?
Maybe. I mean, she does good item songs.
Okay, who else? Think about this. There has to be like Rakhi Sawant. Would you consider her an actress?
Oh my god, she would be terrible in bed. She would be horrible in bed.
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you thinking about then?
Dude, okay, let me explain why Rakhi Sawant would be so bad.
Okay.
Actually, wait a minute. Now that I'm thinking about it, it'd be really good if she's really, really into you.
Rakhi Sawant would be elite in bed, 100%. Of course, I'm assuming if they're fucking us, they're into us.
Okay. Because Rakhi Sawant's proper, I think she'd be really, really good. I feel like needy people that are like have that needy vibe, anxious vibe. Who are like, hey, don't leave me, please don't leave me type of vibe, which mm-hmm. Kangana has. Mm-hmm. Those people fuck the best.
I think Rocky would fuck the shit out of you. I think she's crazy.
Yeah, she's probably kinky too. She's really kinky, probably. She be into some weird shit.
Ooh, boy.
Like slap me. Tapar mar. You know, all that shit.
You know? That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
You felt that tapar, bro.
That's so good, bro. Dude, that is something I can see her saying. That's hilarious. that is something I can 100% see her saying. Oh my god.
Okay, now you're gonna have to carry this podcast for 3 minutes because I legit have to pee. Okay, go.
Listen. Let's just end it in a couple minutes. Okay.
Okay.
So basically, one other chick that I'm thinking of that would be amazing is that who's the fuck that Pakistani Veena Malik.
Oh my god. I totally forgot about that bitch. She would fuck like fucking death, man. She would like.
I think there's some sex tapes of Veena Malik, bro. Look it up.
Oh, yo, send me a link, bro.
Veena Malik. All right, that's that. That brings us when we start talking about Pakistani whores. That brings us to the end of our podcast. The lesson of today is don't get turned on by Modi, or you're gonna go crazy. And let's end it here. Kangana Ranaut is an awesome actress, but she's a fucking crazy bitch.
100%. This is our opinion and a joke. Bye.